This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian officials said Tuesday air defenses shot down several Ukrainian drones targeting Moscow, with the wreckage from one drone striking a high-rise building in the Russian capital. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said on his Telegram account the building was the same one struck during another Ukrainian drone attack Sunday. There are no injuries reported from Tuesday's attack. Russia's defense ministry also said Tuesday its forces thwarted an attack by three Ukrainian sea drones that had targeted a pair of Russian patrol vessels in the Black Sea. Russia said that attack took place about 340 kilometers southwest of Sevastopol. Myanmar's former leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been pardoned on five of the 19 offenses for which she was convicted and jailed for a total of 33 years, according to state media Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
According to state media reports, five of her 19 convictions have been overturned, reducing her 33-year prison sentence by 6 years. The 78-year-old denies all charges against her and has been appealing against them. These range from incitement and election fraud to corruption. One diplomatic source described the pardons as a cosmetic move, but a junta spokesperson said it was part of a countrywide amnesty involving freeing more than 7,000 prisoners. The Nobel laureate has been in detention since she was ousted in a coup in early 2021. Just last week, Suu Kyi was moved from prison to house arrest. The military junta also partially pardoned former President Win Myint, who was arrested at the same time.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reporting. Unknown gunmen killed two police officers in southwest Pakistan in an attack Tuesday on polio vaccinators. The deadly shooting occurred during a national immunization campaign in Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. An area police officer said health workers were administering polio doses to children when the two men riding a motorcycle opened fire on them. This is VOA News. Australian police Tuesday charged a former childcare worker with abusing 91 girls in what officials are calling one of the worst such cases in recent history. The 45-year-old man faces life in prison. Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Justin Goff said the man was charged with 1,623 child abuse offenses that allegedly took place in Brisbane, Sydney, and overseas over a 15-year period. In New South Wales, where the suspect is charged with 180 counts involving 23 victims, Assistant Police Commissioner Michael Fitzgerald said the man will be charged separately in the state.
This is one of the most horrific child abuse cases that I've seen in nearly 40 years of policing. And New South Wales Police will continue to relentlessly pursue this matter on behalf of our 23 victims, who remain our number one priority.
The U.S. is placing extra restrictions on travelers arriving from Hungary over passport security issues. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The United States is focusing on Hungarian passport holders over concerns that the identities of nearly a million foreigners granted passports in the past decade were not sufficiently verified. A senior official speaking anonymously says the changes came after efforts to work with Hungary's government to resolve the issue failed. The validity period of travel was reduced to 1 year, with travelers limited to a single entry. They are the only such restrictions among the 40 countries participating in the U.S. visa waiver program. Ethnic Hungarians, many from Romania, Serbia, and Ukraine, have been able to gain citizenship under a program offered under Prime Minister Viktor Orban. In a statement from the Interior Ministry, Hungary's government said President Biden's administration is taking revenge because Hungary was unwilling to provide the personal data of ethnic Hungarians living abroad with dual citizenship. Jennifer King, Washington.
A swimmer who was pulled out to sea off New York's Long Island was forced to tread water for 5 hours before being rescued. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Suffolk County police say 63-year-old Dan Ho was swimming in Babylon when he got swept out to sea by the current. They say Ho treaded water for 5 hours, found a broken fishing pole floating, tied his shirt to it to get the attention of boaters. Retired firefighter Jim Hohorst and his buddy saw Ho.
He was almost done. You know, he was in the water for a long time, wasn't looking good, couldn't move his legs, hypothermia had set in big time. Probably some dehydration. He said he drank a lot of salt water.
Hohorst says Ho also thought he wouldn't make it.
All he kept saying was, I thought I was done.
Ho was treated for hypothermia at the hospital. Hohorst says he's doing better. Julie Walker, New York.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.